beautiful, my loving, my loyal wife, Christine, and my children, and my grandson, and also for the United States government. I have been held here for 3.5 years. I am not in very good health. I am running very quickly out of diabetes medicine. I have been treated well, but I need the help of the United States government to answer the requests of the group that has held me for 3.5 years. And please help me get home. 33 years of service to the United States deserves something. Please help me.
On March 8, 2007, Robert Levinson, an American-born man with a long history of work in law enforcement, visited Quiche Island, just off of the coast of Iran. Unlike Iran, Quiche Island has very lax entry laws, meaning that Robert did not need to provide his visa to authorities. Claiming to have visited the island for business, Robert Levinson, an overweight man in his late 50s, was actually working on behalf of the CIA. Despite not looking or acting like the average spy, that's almost exactly what he was. A private contractor working on behalf of the US government to try and flip an Iranian asset. Because Iran had long been seen as a black hole for American intelligence, this mission, which Robert Levinson had arranged for himself, off of the CIA's official record, was deemed as being worth the risk. Unfortunately, just a day after his arrival, on March 9th, 2007, the same day that Robert met up with his potential asset, Iranian officials took both men into custody. The potential asset that he had met up with was eventually released by authorities a day or two later, but the whereabouts of Robert Levinson have remained a mystery in the years since. Iran claimed to have had no knowledge of Levinson's whereabouts, and have disputed any allegation that they played a part in his detainment or disappearance. Likewise, for years, the US government disavowed Robert Levinson as an American agent, due to the gap that existed between the intelligence agencies and the contractors that they employed. It would later be revealed in some bombshell reporting from the Associated Press and the Washington Post that he had been acting on behalf of American interest, making him, in essence, an American spy that had been caught in the act. The only proof that Robert Levinson was still alive came in the form of a video and some photos, which were publicly released in 2011 and 2013, respectively. The video, which you heard at the top of the episode, was recorded sometime after Robert's disappearance, and showed him as a changed man, far skinnier than he had been beforehand, and almost looking like a shell of who he had once been. The photos, which were sent to Robert's family in 2011, but not publicly released until 2 years later, showed him with a great white beard, and looking even more gaunt than before. In those photos, he's holding a series of printed messages written in broken English, which seemed to blame the US and its foreign policy for his captivity. Despite the FBI eventually announcing a $5 million reward for information leading to the release of Robert Levinson, his whereabouts have remained a mystery in the years since, and it was just recently, over the past few weeks in fact, that his name entered the public discourse yet again. When I originally covered Robert Levinson's story in March of this year, there was really nothing new to report. The last real news in Robert's case had been reported during the Obama administration, when Iran agreed to curb their nuclear program in return for an ease on sanctions, and prisoner swaps began between them and the US. Robert's family had simply held out hope that President Trump's cabinet would be able to finally get an answer out of the Iranian government, something that had been craftfully avoided by Iranian diplomats during both President Bush and President Obama's tenures. Unfortunately, nothing new had been reported for the first few years of Trump's administration. The Levinson family had started to grow resentful yet again, and were now worried that they would never get a clear answer as to what had happened to their family's patriarch, who has now been missing for over 12 years. Making him the longest held captive in American history. However, on November 10th, 2019, Just a little over a month before the recording of this update, the Associated Press published an article detailing a recent filing that Iran had made with the United Nations. In this filing, Iran claimed that Robert Levinson, a man that they had claimed no knowledge of for over a decade, was actually being investigated as a missing person in their Revolutionary Court, which, as defined by the AP, quote, typically handles espionage cases and others involving smuggling, blasphemy, and attempts to overthrow its Islamic government, unquote. This revelation was startling to pretty much everyone, but what does this news mean? Iran's diplomats insist that this was nothing new. They claim that the official filing of this report with the United Nations was nothing but a formality, something they would do for anyone missing within Iran's borders. The AP reported that Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Mousavi, spoke about this November 2019 filing and stated, quote, "It is normal that a case is opened like it's done for any missing people anywhere in Iran," unquote. However, this seems to be in dispute with the official filing with the UN, which read, "According to the last statement of Tehran's Justice Department, Mr. Robert Allen Levinson has an ongoing case in the Public Prosecution and Revolutionary Court of Tehran." This would imply that there is some kind of ongoing proceedings, but without further word from Iranian officials, it would be impossible to know the extent of this supposed investigation or court case, or even how long it's been going on for. After all, Iran had unsuccessfully asked, just earlier this year, back in February, for the UN to close its own investigation into Robert Levinson. This news was quickly followed by a subsequent report in the latter half of November, which revealed that documents provided to the Levinson family back in 2010 included an arrest order for Robert Levinson on behalf of the Iranian government, a document that had been originally translated inadequately and might actually hold more information about Levinson's fate. If these documents are legit, it might definitively prove, once and for all, that Robert Levinson was indeed kidnapped by agents with Iran's Ministry of Intelligence. US officials, upon reaching out to Iran, seem to have received no definitive word about what this means for Robert Levinson or his still open case. Yet, that did not stop President Donald Trump from tweeting about the news on the date of the original AP report, November 10th. Quote, "If Iran is able to turn over to the US kidnapped former FBI agent Robert Levinson, who has been missing in Iran for 12 years, it would be a very positive step. At the same time, upon information and belief, Iran is and has been enriching uranium. That would be a very bad step," unquote. As the AP noted in their article, the president seemed to link this news to the Iranian nuclear program that he voluntarily withdrew the US from, but did not seem to elaborate any further. Robert's family, who have been pursuing a lawsuit against Iran in a US federal court, are continuing on with that suit in an effort to learn more about their loved one. Back on December 5th, 2019, just a couple of weeks ago, the Washington Post reported that the Levinsons asked for a federal judge to impose $1.5 billion in damages to the government of Iran in an effort to quote-unquote deter future hostage taking. Back in November, the Department of State Rewards for Justice announced that they were raising the total reward up to $25 million for information leading to Robert Levinson's whereabouts, making it the highest total ever offered by the US government, matching the reward offered for the whereabouts of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. While this update provides a glimmer of hope that the fate of Robert Levinson may one day be learned, his story continues to remain unresolved.